Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, as Superman rockets his way to Perry White's prison, the gray-haired editor bravely defies his miserable captors, despite the imminent death sentence hanging over him.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, I'm sure you've had lots of prizes, but I'll bet none of them ever gave you more fun than these nifty comic buttons in that new series that you're all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep. First off, it's exciting to see which button is inside every time Mom opens a package of Pep. There were 18 new and different buttons in this new series, you know. Old funny paper favorites like Flash Gordon and Brenda Starr and Cindy and Spud from Winnie Winkle and the Little Moose and Goofy and Beezy from Harolteen and Judy and Corky from Gasoline Alley and Superman, of course. And say, if you happen to get a duplicate, why, then it's even more fun to trade with your pals. And you still get a new button for your collection to wear with your others on your jacket or your dress or cap. So get busy, gang. Collect all 18 different buttons in this new series. You just ask Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. Now, you can't buy these prizes anywhere, but you just look inside every package of Pep you open, and there's your new comic button. And Pep's a prize package for good eating at breakfast, too. Remember that? Crisp and tender and fresh as can be, and loaded with that catchy sunshine flavor. That's the Sunshine Cereal Gang. Ask Mom for P-E-P, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
In an attempt to intimidate the Daily Planet, which was exposing a huge housing racket in which war veterans were being fleeced of their savings, the racketeers abducted editor Perry White. And when another story about them appeared in the newspaper, Brock Nielsen, the leader of the gang, ordered that White be executed. Meanwhile, Superman had succeeded in locating Nielsen and, taking him high into the sky, forced him to reveal White's whereabouts. As we continue now, Superman is speaking to the warehouse in Metropolis where Perry White, his arms and legs bound, faces Nielsen's henchmen, Joe and Eddie, who are engaged in a hot argument. Finally, Joe points his revolver at Eddie. Listen.
What are you pointing your rod at me for?
Because Nielsen said we'd get rid of this guy White, see? And that's just what we're going to do, see? Even if I have to let you have it.
But Joe...
Are you going to get out of the way or do I drill you first?
Oh, but Joe...
Go on, move. Brownie's waiting in a car, and I don't want him telling Nielsen we bought the
now
job.
Now, listen to me, Joe, or whatever your name is.
You shut up, Grandpa.
Why, how dare you?
Well, Eddie, what's it going to be? I'm giving you just 2 seconds to step out of the way. One.
Oh, okay, Joe. You win.
Now, you're getting smart. Go on out and wait in the car with Brownie. Sing him some Christmas carols. I'll handle this alone.
All right, Joe.
You look here, you. This thing's gone far enough.
Skip it, Grandpa. Just say your prayers and make it fast.
I'm warning you for the last time. You'll go to the chair for this.
Thanks for the tip.
Take that gun.
You're Superman. Oh, boy.
Give me that gun, I said.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Like this.
Look out, Superman.
What a waste of ammunition.
Hey, what happened?
Didn't you know I shed bullets? Now give me that gun.
Ah, you'll never get me to turn over my gun.
Grab him, Superman.
I got him.
Oh, yeah.
You want to fight, eh?
Yeah.
Well, how's this for a right cross?
Yeah.
Nice going, Superman.
Thanks, Mr. White. Are you okay?
Oh, sure. Thanks to you. But there are two other thugs, one called Eddie and another one named Brownie, in the car in the alley.
I see them.
And the ringleader of the gang is named Brock Nielsen. Don't let him get away.
Don't worry. I've already parked Nielsen where he'll be safe. Now I'll pick up Eddie and Brownie, and in a few seconds I'll be back for you.
Away! Superman grabbed Eddie and Brownie just as they were getting away. Then he picked up Brock Nielsen, whom we'd parked on the Metropolis bank spire.
On the bank spire?
Yes. And then, Jim, he and I delivered all four racketeers to Inspector Henderson.
Well, boy, what a Christmas package that was.
And how. Especially after Nielsen revealed the names of his other accomplices. And now they're all in jail. And for further details, gentlemen, read the late edition of the Daily Planet today.
Yeah, I did, but
and that goes for you, too, Kent.
Yes, I know.
I wrote the story, you know, and if I do say so, it's a humdinger.
Oh, I'm sure it is, Chief.
Hey, I don't like the way you said that.
Sorry.
Gosh, Mr. White, I'll bet you were relieved when Superman slammed into that warehouse.
Well, it certainly made things a lot easier, Jeff.
Oh, brother, easier, he says.
Of course, I had a trick or two up my sleeve, but I'll admit it would have been touch and go without Superman.
Yeah, I'll bet it would.
Now, between us, though, we didn't have any trouble taking care of those hoodlums.
Between you, eh?
That's what I said, Kent. Any objections?
Oh, no. I saw what happened, and I was...
You saw it?
Well, what do you mean, Mr. Kent? How could you
why...
Why, you weren't anywhere near the warehouse. So, what do you mean, you saw it?
You described the scene so well, Chief, that I just feel as if I were there.
Hmm.
Yeah, me too. Listen, Mr. White, did the police get all the money back that Nielsen's gang gypped from the war veterans?
Well, not all of it.
Oh, that's too bad.
But the important thing is, one of the biggest and dirtiest rackets in the history of Metropolis is broken up. With all the publicity we gave it, maybe people have learned to be more careful in the future before they give their hard-earned money to strangers.
I certainly hope so. Look, are we going ahead with our racket-busting campaign, Chief?
We certainly are. Until every last racketeer in Metropolis is behind bars. Now, our slogan is, stop, look, and investigate thoroughly before you do business with strangers. Do you get that, Olson?
Get what?
Get what? Haven't you been listening to me?
Huh? Oh, sure. It's just that I'm so hungry.
Hungry?
Uh-huh. Been so worried about you, I haven't eaten a thing all day.
Well, say, come to think of it, I'm pretty hungry myself. How about you, Kent?
I could do with a bit of food.
Okay. Well, what do you want to eat?
Gee whiz, I don't know. Poco had such a wonderful Christmas dinner ready for us.
He did?
Uh-huh. Roast turkey and dressing, candied sweet potatoes, cranberries, mince pie.
Oh, stop it. I'm hungry enough as it is. Well, you just call up Poco and tell him we'll be right home.
Okay.
It's too bad Lois isn't back from the coast yet, isn't it, Chief?
Yes, it is. Well, we'll have to celebrate without her. Now, let's forget all about racketeers for the rest of the day and have a late but a very merry Christmas.
A short time later, as our friends are sitting down to a late but nonetheless merry Christmas dinner, two men we have met before walk warily through the twilight on an almost deserted Metropolis street. A light snow is falling, and the taller man, who is very thin, has the cheap fur collar of his tightly fitted coat turned up about his ears. His companion, a heavy-shouldered, flat-nosed man, slouches along at his side, wearily singing a familiar song.
Froggy.
She took a ride on a merry-go-round. Now poor Lizzie says...
Stop it, Froggy. Didn't that stupid song get us into enough trouble?
Yeah, it sure did, Professor.
Then why do you keep singing it?
I don't know. Because it's kind of cute, I guess. Besides, the guy's got to do something to cheer himself up when he's scared like I am.
Scared? What you scared about?
Are you kidding?
How many times must I tell you, Froggy, that the police on the planet have forgotten all about that phony song racket we ran?
I don't believe it. And anyhow, I'm sure those guys on the Daily Planet still remember.
Nonsense. They're too busy with this big housing racket they're working on. I tell you, we're safer here than any place else in the country.
Says you.
Anyhow, I've got a special reason for coming back to Metropolis.
Yeah? What's that, Professor?
I'll tell you while we eat dinner.
Not dinner. I ain't even got a half a buck in my pocket.
Don't you worry about that. Ah, here's the place.
What? You mean we're going to eat in this crummy little diner?
Don't belittle this eatery, Froggy. It may turn out to be a gold mine for us.
What, this dump a gold mine? What are you giving me?
My friend, you're going to hear some very good news in this diner. Very good news indeed. Come inside, Froggy.
Followed by his grumbling henchman, Professor Blessing, the racketeer who swindled Poco, Editor White's little cook, and almost caused the deaths of Jimmy Olsen and Beanie Martin, enters the diner. What is he up to now? We'll be back in a moment with the climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, gang, it's a doggone shame to let your friends get ahead of you. You know, and collect more of those comic buttons in that new series from packages of Kellogg's Pep than you have. Because these new buttons are so easy to get. You don't have to spend any of your allowance. You don't even have to send in a box stop. What's more, you wouldn't want to miss out on the fun of trading duplicates and showing off your collection on your jacket or your dress or cap so everybody can see how many Pep comic buttons you've collected. So keep right on working on your collection. There were 18 new and different buttons in all. Every single one an old funny paper favorite like the Little Moose or Vitamin Flintheart, Flash Gordon, and Superman, of course. Every single one a colorful, true-to-life picture. But remember, you can't buy these Pep comic buttons anywhere. You get them the easy way, one in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And you get something else, too. A super delicious breakfast cereal that tastes just as good as it is good for you. Yes, sir. Pep helps you start your day right with energy vitamin B1 and good old sunshine vitamin D. And Pep gives your appetite a lift, too, with that catchy sunshine flavor and loads of crisp, golden toasted goodness. So remind Mom to get you some P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
In a shabby little metropolis diner, Professor Blessing and Froggy, the two ex-song publishing racketeers, sit at one end of the counter, hungrily consuming hamburgers and coffee. At the other end of the counter, two seedy-looking individuals are being served by a fat, red-faced man in a soiled apron. As from a battered little radio on a wooden shelf, music blares forth, unheeded.
What a stuff to eat Christmas dinner in. After leaving this town with over 20 grand in our pockets.
Well, the horses were not very kind to us, Froggy.
Yeah, you can try that again. But look, Professor, you said we came back to Metropolis and to this smelly hair's joint for a special reason.
Yes, that's right. We came back here to recoup our fortunes.
Give me that again, in 5-cent words.
I said, Froggy, we came back to collect another wad of the green stuff.
Oh, yeah? How?
We're the foolproof racket, one that can't miss.
What kind of racket?
I'll tell you about it as soon as those customers leave and Max joins us.
Who's Max?
The man behind the counter.
Oh, he a pal of yours?
Well, not exactly. An acquaintance of long standing, let us say. Between us, we're going to clean up a fortune, Froggy, and in short order.
Well, I ain't disputing, you understand, but I still feel better in some other town, Professor.
Relax, relax.
How can I relax when I keep thinking what happens if that Olsen kid or the other one, Beanie Martin, runs into us? We'll be in the soup.
Don't worry about them. They'll never see us.
How do you know? They're on the Daily Planet, and if they...
Be quiet, Froggy, be quiet.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Just that the other customers have gone, and... Here comes Max to talk to us. Now you're going to hear all about a real money-making scheme, Froggy. So be quiet and just listen. Let me do all the talking.
Smiling, Professor Blessing pushes back his plate and settles his ribboned eyeglasses on his sharp nose as the fat man in the soiled apron approaches them. What new swindle is the cunning professor hatching? And how will it involve Superman and his friend? All we can tell you now is that the return of Professor Blessing and Froggy spells plenty of trouble for Superman and our unsuspecting friends. Serious trouble, and it starts on Monday. So don't fail to be with us then. Be sure to tune in Monday. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, who's in the know about kids in other countries, how they look and how they dress? Well, Kellogg has the answer with the cutouts and packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. Boy, will the kids in your family have a load of fun with those dolls of all nations, cutting them out and changing their costumes and collecting all 6 countries in the series, like Switzerland and Russia and Sweden. 2 cutout dolls on every package in full color. That's dolls of all nations on packages of Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting Systems.